Calvary greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the last day of our sharing this week. I count it a privilege to be part of this great family of God. It's also a privilege to serve the children of the kingdom as a steward. I appreciate our beloved brother, Brother Andrew Perry, and the church in Lusaka for the labor of love. Thanks for your availability in the service of the Lord. God bless you. I would like to appreciate everyone who has contributed to the success of this week's daily devotion through prayers, comments, and feedbacks. God bless you all. Shalom. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for another privilege to come together through this medium of fellowshipping. May your name, O Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. We commit all that we shall do even today into your hands. In our sharing together, may the Holy Spirit take absolute control. Bless us, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. By God's grace, we are concluding this week's sharing, looking at what I call the edification through positioning, or the placement of believers for edification unto perfection. It is still in continuation of our title, Believers Position in Christ. Let us read from the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I'll read 11 to 16. It reads, "And gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the strength of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and comparted by that which every joint supplied, according to the eventual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto edifying of itself in love." Amen. As we know, brethren, the church is not an organization, but a living organism, the body of Christ, composed of many members joined together by the Spirit and united under one head, Jesus Christ. God's eternal purpose for this church is that it grows, matures, and ultimately reflects the fullness of Christ in every way. Edification, the building up of the body of Christ, is not automatic. It is the result of intentional Spirit-led activity within the body of Christ. God has ordained a specific structure and method by which the church is to be built up unto perfection. At the heart of that structure is the fivefold ministry: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, given by Christ to the church after his ascension. Ephesians 4, 12, 11 and 12 states that, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." These ministry gifts are not honorary titles or hierarchical positions of authority. They are functional roles designed to serve the church. Their primary responsibility is to equip the saints that is to prepare every believer for effective service in the kingdom of God. And when the fivefold ministry functions properly, it trains, instructs, corrects, and encourages believers to discover and operate their spiritual gifts and calling. Amen. So, we can see the importance of the fivefold in the work of education. Hallelujah. The fivefold leaders are given to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. This means that the education of the church is not the exclusive responsibility of pastors and leaders, but of every member of the body. The church is not a place where a few do everything and the many spectate as spectators. It is a community where all contribute. Each believer is given spiritual gifts by the Holy Spirit, and these gifts are to be used for the benefits of others. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every member is one of another. Amen. Every believer has something to contribute to the body, whether through teaching, encouragement, serving, giving, leading, or even showing mercy. Hallelujah. So, edifying the church is the shared responsibility of every part of the body. Christ has given leaders to train and equip the saints, but he expects every believer to participate in the building process, where each member functions according to grace, motivated by love, and rooted in truth. The church is built up and brought to maturity. We can see that one of the profound truths of the Bible is that every believer in Christ is not only saved, but also positionally placed within the body of Christ for a divine purpose, and that is edification, the building up of the body of Jesus Christ. The moment a person receives Christ, they are not just added to the family of God, they are also placed by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ with a kind of intentional design of God and the spiritual gifting to fulfill some roles in the body. The placement is not a kind of random or accidental placement, but a deliberate action. It is God's own arrangement for the building up of his church. Paul, in his letters, frequently uses the analogy of a human body to describe the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18, he writes, "But now had God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it had pleased him." Just as each part of the physical body has a unique function and location, so too, every Christian occupies a specific spiritual position that contributes to the overall health and the growth of the church. Please let us take note. No part of the body is useless or unnecessary. Every member is important, whether seen or unseen, public or private. Each believer has been positioned to serve, to supply, and to strengthen the rest of the body. This placement is both a privilege and a responsibility. It is a call to function in unity, purpose, and love for the edification of others. We are privileged to be placed in the body of Christ, but we should not forget also that we are given responsibility towards one another. Being positionally placed means that God not only assigns us a role, but He has also equipped us with grace and gifts that correspond to that role that He has assigned to us. Let us read Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 6. Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, 4 to 6. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or let me go further, 7 and 8. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorted on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that willeth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. This portion of the scripture explains that why we are many members in one body, we have different functions and gifts according to the grace given to us. Therefore, edification occurs when every believer operates from their God-given position and exercises their unique gifting in love and service. For example, those positioned with teaching gifts bring clarity and doctrines. Those placed with gifts of mercy bring comfort and compassion. Those with prophetic insight edify by revealing God's mind. Those with helps and administration serve behind the scenes. In each case, the believer is not just doing something, they are fulfilling their placement in Christ's body. Please let us take note of this. Edification does not happen only through visible ministries. Sometimes, the greatest building up of the church comes through silent intercession, quiet acts of love and kindness, or a word of encouragement spoken in private. God sees it all and uses it all to grow His people in strength and unity. In fact, when you see an edifice, you cannot see the iron rods, stones, gravel, and cement that make the magnificent building. Some people's gifts are not visible. They are not what you easily see. But they are very important in the body of Christ. We need to also take note that God has not called us to grow in isolation. We need to be careful about our understanding of the statement, a common statement: Christianity is an individual race. The model of the New Testament church is purely and deeply commoner. I would like us to read the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. It reads, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." This exhortation says that we should consider, believers need to consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, and not to forsake assembling together. In other words, we are placed in community for mutual edification. It is within the fellowship of believers that we shape one another, carry one another's burden, correct and comfort, teach and admonish, and share in joys and trials. Therefore, we need to see our placement in the body as something that is relational. Our placement in the body of Christ is relational. We are joined to one another so that we might build up together into a holy temple in the Lord our God. Alright, let's read from Ephesians chapter 2 to buttress that point. I'll read from Ephesians chapter 2, let me start from verse 19. I will stop at 22. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. I would like us to read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It reads, "As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." The scripture we read reveals that every believer has received a gift from God, and we are called not only to enjoy that gift, but to steward it, to release it, to bless other people with it, to use it faithfully in service to others. To be a steward of the manifold grace of God is to be entrusted with divine resources that are meant to be shared and not kept, to be exercised and not neglected. Peter writes as if every man had a gift. And that is true. He said, as every man had received the gift. This phrase emphasizes that no believer is without a role. Spiritual gifts are not reserved for apostles, pastors, and those in public ministry. They are given to every child of God, without exception. If you are in Christ, you have been entrusted with a portion of God's grace, a divine enablement meant to be used in service. Unfortunately, many believers do not recognize the grace they carry. Some feel unworthy, others unaware, and some have no interest. But God does not give us according to merit. He gives us according to His purpose and pleasure. What really matters most is not how prominent your gift is, but whether you are faithfully using it. In closing, I would like to conclude by saying this. To be a believer is to be a steward. This grace is not to be hidden or buried, but multiplied and shared. Every believer has something to give. And when each person functions in their unique grace, the church becomes healthy, mature, and effective in its mission. Let us therefore recognize the gift we have received, embrace our calling as stewards, and minister to one another with humility, love, and diligence. Always remembering that it is God who works in us both to will and to do for His good pleasure. As we faithfully steward the grace of God, as we faithfully do that which is assigned to us, we bring glory to Him and build up His church to reflect the fullness of Christ on earth. May God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. And I pray the Lord God Almighty will place us and in His body if we are not there yet. And when we are placed, may we recognize the gift of God. May we recognize the grace of God in our lives. And may we function and be a good steward, a faithful steward, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom.